TV static gives way to home video of a red building decorated for Christmas with the sign Cooper's Cookies.
Take your taste buds on a trip to Maplewood this Christmas, where something delicious is in store.
People bite into cookies.
This holiday season, open up a box of Grandma Cooper's famous Christmas cookies. Made right here in Grandma's hometown with her classic secret recipe. Every bite will make you ask,
what's in that cookie? I'll never tell.
Opens a box.
Bring home a box of Cooper's today and see your children's faces shine.
A girl takes a bite.
And your grandchildren, too.
That's a good cookie.
After all, it's not Christmas without Cooper's.
Her granddaughter takes a bite. The video freezes. A woman sits on the same stairs with a Cooper's box.
That's me, little Annie Cooper. Now, I know what you're thinking. The world has changed a lot since Grandma opened Cooper's Cookies 40 years ago. But this Christmas, there's one thing you can count on being the same. That's because Grandma's secret recipe still tastes just how you remember it.
She takes a bite.
Now that is a good cookie.
She smiles.
And cut.
All right, thank you. How was it?
It was great. You were glowing.
But did it work? Was it too, look at me, I'm the new CEO?
Oh, gosh, no. It was the perfect blend of nostalgia and modernism. Like a Picasso.
Annie raises her brows. Jillian scrunches nose.
Oversold it?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Okay.
Okay, great job, everyone. Doors open in 20 minutes. We have cookies to sell.
She's handed coffee.
Thank you.
Parker.
What time do the caterers get here?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. Excellent. We need to make sure everything is perfect. The entire board's going to be here tonight. Is that today's paper?
Yes, but I don't think you really
is
want
it. Is it worse than last week? Give it to me.
Jillian slowly hands it to her.
Oh, boy. The end of Cooper's. As we know it, the new CEO has wasted no time leaving her mark, or should we say stain, on Cooper's Cookies and this town as a whole. A New York outsider groomed in the corporate world of Manhattan, Annie Cooper has slashed funding for many Maplewood institutions and programs which under her grandmother were beloved by all.
You know what? The media is so biased these days.
Crumples paper.
Wait till they hear that we canceled the Cooper light up.
Sorry, did you say canceled?
Yeah, it's too expensive. I ran it by the board.
Well, that's
good. Yes, speaking of the board, I need to...
Miss C, we just had, a quick cue about the Christmas party tonight.
Yeah, semi-formal. Is that, like, hang loose on the bottom, suit and tie up top?
Yeah, right. Or is it, like, go wild up top, keep a business down low?
Yeah, under no circumstances should you go loose on the bottom or go wild on top. Just keep it classy, head to toe. Excuse me.
Woman with brow furrowed.
We need to go shopping.
Miriam!
Yes, Annie, what can I do for you?
I did not get your feedback after the last board meeting.
Did you need it? You seem quite confident in your performance, as I recall.
Well, you do know the position that Cooper's is facing. And since I've been here, I've identified many areas where we can reduce expenses, increase profits, and ultimately take Cooper's to the next level.
And how long have you been here, Annie?
5 months.
5 months? Not even half a year since your grandmother's estate gifted you leadership of this company.
Steps closer.
You have very large shoes to fill, Miss Cooper. And make no mistake, if you so much as stumble, I will not hesitate to replace you.
Annie blinks.
I'll be in my office if you need me.
She walks up the stairs. Annie looks off and taps her coffee cup. She blinks, turns around, and taps her cup against her hand again. Customers leave the store with boxes. Annie follows out behind them. She stops and takes a deep breath and closes her eyes. She blinks and continues walking. Ornaments swing from a tree. Sugar is poured over butter. Dough is churned in a mixer. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Dough is piped onto a tray. Title, A Christmas Cookie Catastrophe. Text, A Christmas Cookie Catastrophe Production, A Snowman with a Scarf and Hat. Text, In association with Cartel Pictures, Cookies are iced. Text, Rachel Boston.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Bella licks whipped cream off of a hot cocoa and smiles. A sign reads, Welcome to Maplewood.
Hi.
Hi. Look at that. You got a good one this year.
Even bigger than last year.
How does your dad feel about it?
Arches his back.
He feels like he should ask Santa for a new spine this Christmas. You know, feel free to lend a hand.
Frank eats a cookie.
I would send, but I'm on lunch.
That's a really balanced meal you got going on there.
It's funny, that's what my cardiologist said. If I knew Grandma's secret recipe, I would save a fortune on these things.
Yeah, now that I believe.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you met the new boss?
Saw him from a distance when I did a job at the factory last week, but you guys want to hear a rumor? All right, apparently, she's on one of those low-carbonated diets. She won't even touch a cookie.
That's low-carbohydrate, Frank, and I'm pretty sure you started that rumor.
Yeah, but it could be true. We don't know.
Bella shakes her head.
All right, I'll see you later.
He walks off.
All right, come on, your turn.
You're funny, Dad.
Wait, I wasn't joking.
She walks away.
I wasn't joking.
He grimaces as he lifts the tree and teeters off with it. Annie strides past the tree market looking down. Bella watches her. Bella spins in front of her.
You okay?
Huh? Me? Oh, yes. I'm fine.
Bella furrows brow.
Are you sure? Because you looked kind of green. Like mistletoe green.
I'm fine. I heard they were giving away some free samples over at Cooper's.
Really?
Her smile fades.
I don't think so. My dad's not a big fan of Cooper's anymore.
Why is that?
He said the new boss is just a Grinch wannabe.
I've heard worse.
And that she should go back to her smelly cave at the top of Mount Grumpet.
Annie purses her lips.
He's right over there if you want to go meet him.
She points.
No. No, I think that's okay. But I hope you will give Cooper's a chance, even if your dad won't. And I also hope you have a very Merry Christmas.
You too.
Annie pats her shoulder and walks to an SUV. Arthur meets her at the door.
Homeward bound, Miss Annie?
No, Arthur, I have one more stop I need to make first.
All right.
From above, a winding road with snow on the ground, Annie and Arthur stand in front of a grave marked Rose Cooper.
And from a net profit standpoint, with the cuts we've made, the outlook of Cooper's going into the new year is very positive. So, that's this week's update.
You know, Rose loved financial reports as much as the next person. But perhaps she'd like an update on her granddaughter's personal life.
Personal life, huh? What personal life? I only ever came to Maplewood to visit Grandma. All my friends are in New York, and Cooper's is all I have here.
What am I, Ghost of Christmas Past?
Of course I have you, Arthur.
She pats his back.
I just hope Grandma knows her legacy is in good hands.
He looks down.
Working at Cooper's, living in Maplewood, your grandmother loved it.
Annie smiles.
Her life was full of joy. And I know she wanted that for you as well.
Joy, huh? Well, you tell me what could be more joyful than a successful quarter. Are you coming to our Christmas party tonight?
I don't think so, my dear. Now, Rose managed to drag me out now and then, but I'm a homebody at heart.
She was so lucky to have a friend like you.
She pats his shoulder and walks away. He looks down and steps in front of Rose's grave.
Don't worry, Rose. She'll find her way in the end.
He takes out a red rose from under his jacket. He bends down and places it in the snow at the foot of the gravestone. As he stands, the rose turns white. Snow falls as we float above Cooper's Cookies, which stands on a corner all lit up for Christmas.
Showtime.
We follow Jillian as she enters the Christmas party.
Hey, Merry Christmas. Oh, yes, please. Thank you. I'm starving.
She sniffs an appetizer.
Oh, that is very fishy. Ooh.
She frowns and walks to a cocktail table.
Richard, hey, hi. Here. Have an hors d'oeuvre.
Thanks.
Enjoy. It's delicious.
Thank you.
He sniffs and his face falls.
Oh, no. Thank you.
Waves off another appetizer. Jillian watches people smiling.
Oh, oh, they look pleased.
If only all the shareholders felt that way, right? Do people seem bored to you?
Jillian spins, looks around, and frowns. People chit-chat and drink their drinks. No one is smiling. She raises her brows and turns to Annie.
Bored? No! Everyone is having a blast.
Jillian. Okay, just warn me before Miriam gets here, because I'm gonna need a chance to hide.
Oh, she's not coming. She wasn't feeling well, apparently.
That's amazing! I mean, not that she's not feeling well. Obviously, I hope that she's gonna be okay, but now I can actually relax.
Let's relax.
Relax.
Hi, I would love a dry martini with three olives, please. And?
I'll do the same.
Bartender nods. Twins enter in tuxedo shirts.
Yo, see, check it out.
Oh, wow. That is classy. Good job, guys.
They fist bump.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chin chin.
Chin chin.
Jillian eyes her as she drinks her martini.
That is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Spits it out.
So excellent.
She grimaces.
So, are you giving a speech tonight?
Oh, no. No, no. I'm not really a public speaking kind of gal.
Looks down.
Oh. What? Nothing. It's just Grandma gives a speech every year, so I think people might be expecting it.
Oh, well, so much for being able to relax. Wish me luck.
Good luck.
Annie gives her her martini and walks off.
Yeah, I'll have an eggnog on the rocks, too. Candy canes, please.
She glances to where Annie walked off. We float above the snow-covered town and Cooper's cookies. Annie walks down the stairs.
Is everyone having fun tonight?
Only Jillian and the twins cheer.
Well, Merry Christmas, and thank you all so much for being here. Now, I know if my grandma were standing up here right now, she would probably start out with one of her classic jokes. Like, what do snowmen eat for Christmas?
Frosted plates.
That's right. And by a show of hands, how many people in this room have fallen victim to one of Grandma's practical jokes?
Oh, yeah.
I thought so. You know, one year, Grandma actually gift wrapped my entire dorm room for Christmas.
Jillian looks around.
Now, I know I may seem like a stranger to a lot of you in this room, but the truth is, we all share something in common. And that's that I miss my grandma, too.
We float over footprints in the snow through town.
And I'm not going to stand up here and pretend that I can replace the woman we all loved or even remotely fill her shoes, as they say. But I made a promise to myself and I made a promise to my grandma that I would do everything in my power to make sure that Cooper's survives. And I believe that with your help, Cooper's has a very bright future indeed. Because after all, it's not Christmas without Cooper's.
She lifts her glass. A box containing a red envelope labeled Cooper's Cookies is smashed as the party guests drink their champagne.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Cooper's Cookies, daytime. Annie walks in the front door and enters the code in the security system.
Accounting got back to me.
Finally.
They'll have the budget ready for Friday.
Reschedule for Wednesday.
Okay. You have a 2 o'clock meeting with Seattle.
Reschedule for Monday.
Oh, okay. Are you needing a car this weekend?
Still thinking about it.
Annie turns her head to see the open and now empty box.
Oh, no.
She runs over to it.
Oh, no, 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 no. Where is it? Where is it? What happened? Someone stole Grandma's secret recipe.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
Takes out phone.
What are you doing?
Calling the police.
No.
No, 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 no. No one can know the recipe is missing. This could be the end of Cooper's.
Jillian furrows her brow.
What do we do?
Well, the factory uses a digital copy to make the cookies. So how do we access that?
IT.
IT. Okay, let's go to IT.
Annie picks up her bag.
Okay. Where? Oh, wait.
She doubles back and picks up a card on the ground.
What is this?
Flips it over.
I don't know. Let's go. Where's IT?
Just up to the stairs. Go to your right.
Okay.
They run up.
Can I just have that phone back?
We float over the snow-covered town. The outside of Bella's bakery.
She's dead, isn't she? Has a doornail.
I told you, you pushed her too hard.
Well, how was I supposed to know?
Honestly, I'm surprised she lasted as long as she did. Oven, this all belongs in a museum.
Cookie.
Ooh, don't mind if I do.
She always held her temperature. She baked every batch evenly. You'll be missed.
The door falls off.
Oh.
Well, that's a real tragedy.
Sam looks at him. Marge frowns as Frank takes another cookie. Bella reads the case of the missing Magi.
Did he kill her?
Guilty as charged.
Hey, it wasn't my fault.
All right, that is yours.
Seriously, Frank? You're a repairman. You didn't repair anything.
Hey, time is money, my friend.
Takes another cookie.
Well, cookies aren't free either.
All right. Too salty anyway.
Yeah, just like you. Merry Christmas.
It's our busiest time of year, Sam. We're not going to keep up with just one oven.
Yeah, well, we have to, because I can't afford to buy a new one right now.
Bella lowers her eyes. Marge and Bella share a look before Bella goes back to her book. We float over the snowy rooftops of town. The Cooper's Cookies sign above the front door, which we see the top of as it opens and closes.
Singing the old carols by candlelight.
Green sneakers dance into the store.
Roasting chestnuts on the open fire.
They dance up the stairs.
Every little thing with you just feels right.
tries to moonwalk backward upstairs but falls. The man wears headphones, closes his eyes, and dances into the offices. He backs into some filing cabinets. Jillian and Annie stare at him.
Are you done?
What?
Oh. Takes off headphones.
Sorry, yes, ma'am.
What's your name?
Calvin Brar.
Jillian smiles.
Well, Calvin Brar, we need your help.
A head pops up from a cubicle.
Okay.
He gestures with his hand for the head to go back down, and it does. A card in the recipe display window says removed for cleaning. We move past the case and turn to see Miriam looking at it with a frown. Two monitors lined with code. A pop-up window says file missing.
It's gone. Somebody got through my security. It's all gone. Oh, man. Oh, man.
This is really bad, Annie.
So bad.
I've handled worse. Stock market crashes, hostile takeovers.
I'm gonna lose my job.
So what's the plan?
I move back in with my parents again.
Cookie production is shut down for the holidays.
I'm hotter. You guys hot?
Which means we have until Christmas to catch whoever stole our recipe and get it back.
Sandy's not coming this year, kids.
Calvin.
Sorry.
I think the thief may have dropped this by accident.
Bella's Bakery. Buy 6 dozen cookies, get a dozen free.
I love that place. They have the best cookies in the whole...
Annie snaps her head to him.
Second best cookies in the whole world.
Well, whoever dropped this must go there a lot.
Then that is where we start.
Start what?
Annie rolls her eyes, shakes her head, and walks off. The outside of Bella's Bakery.
Bella's Bakery. There it is. This is the place.
Might I recommend you try these sugar plum snaps? They are delightful.
Not you too, Arthur.
Well, it's not a crime to enjoy other cookies.
No, but it should be.
She puts on her sunglasses and steps out of the car in her heels. We follow her heels up to the sidewalk. She stops and spins in a circle looking around her, then hurries to the door of the bakery. Sam ducks below the display case for a cookie while Annie walks in. Sam peers at her through the trays of the display case as she looks around the store still wearing her sunglasses. She walks to the display case. Marge looks at her and furrows her brow as she trays up some cookies. The customer next to her eyes her. She snaps her head to him. Sam pops up from behind the case and hands the customer his cookie.
Can I help you with something?
No, thank you.
Sure about that?
Takes off sunglasses.
Actually, have you noticed anyone suspicious in here lately? Someone acting a little odd, perhaps?
Sam and Marge look at each other.
You know, now that you mention it, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what do they look like?
Female, brown hair, hazel eyes.
And how tall?
About 5'9"-ish.
Definitely.
5'9", okay. Mm-hmm. And what was she wearing?
A very uncomfortable-looking business suit, a purple sweater, and gas station sunglasses.
Annie looks down at her outfit he just described.
Okay, first of all, this is aubergine. Second of all, gas station as if. And third of all, do you think this is some kind of joke?
I'm not laughing.
If I've offended you somehow...
I just don't appreciate my competition coming in here snooping around and bothering my customers.
Oh, I don't think of you as competition.
Good to know.
He frowns, eyes Marge, and walks away. Annie follows him behind the counter.
Excuse me. Hey, you're not supposed to go back there.
Marge raises her palms to her sides. Annie glances back and keeps walking.
Well, you obviously know who I am.
Oh, make yourself at home. Everybody knows who little Annie Cooper is.
Just Annie would be fine. Thank you. And you are?
Excuse me. Sam Hobbs.
Well, Sam Hobbs, one of your regulars committed a crime against my company, and I'm here to find out who.
Crime? What crime?
Well, hello, it's you again.
I hate to break it to you, but none of my regulars are criminals.
And how can you be so sure? Unless where were you last night between 6 p.m. and midnight?
Let me see. None of your business.
He was with me.
Bella?
You've got an alibi, Dad.
Dad?
She looks to Sam.
Huh, so you're the one who's not a big fan of Cooper's. I believe that's what they call a motive.
Cool.
Really, Bella?
Oh, except he really was with me. I had a dance rehearsal.
Can someone verify that?
Okay, I think it's time for you to leave.
Can't take the heat. I will get out of your kitchen.
She stalks off. Sam follows her out to the street.
For someone who claims to be innocent, you sure are defensive.
What exactly is this crime that you're accusing me of?
I can't tell you.
Look, I'm sorry for whatever it is that happened to Cooper's, but if a crime really was committed, you should probably just call the cops.
She narrows her eyes and purses her lips.
You offered me a cookie, so?
She hands her a cookie bag.
Thank you.
Annie takes it.
Okay, Bella, come on.
Bella tilts her head.
I better go. Bye.
Annie smiles as they walk into the store. She opens the bag and looks inside. She smiles again and glances at the bakery, then walks off. The SUV parked outside of a house.
No, Jillian, it was a complete disaster. I accused the owner of theft. I got kicked out of the bakery. I think it at least qualifies as a minor catastrophe.
She turns from a photo of her and grandma.
Hang on, let me call you right back.
A photo of her and her grandma and parents hang above the mantel. She opens the door.
Arthur! Hey, is everything okay?
Oh, yes, quite all right. But I saw that you forgot something in the back seat.
Thank you.
Enjoy.
Bella's bag.
Hey, you worked for Grandma longer than anyone. Did she ever tell you her secret recipe?
No, Miss Annie, and I did not think it my place to ask. Of course, the ingredients are all listed on the box.
Right.
But it would take a highly skilled baker to figure out the right combination.
She looks down.
Good night.
Good night.
He closes the door. She opens up the bag and looks inside. She takes out the cookie. She takes a tiny bite. She closes her eyes and swoons. We float above snowy houses.
But I don't get it. Why an orange?
I don't know. Santa put one in my stocking every year.
Maybe he ran out of coal.
How dare you?
Annie appears with two coffees.
Hi.
Hi. I came to apologize.
Hands him a coffee.
30 seconds. That's all I ask.
He and Sam eye each other.
Ooh.
They walk into the bakery.
Oh, thank you. It's so much warmer in here.
Okay, you have 30 seconds.
Well, I didn't literally mean 30 seconds. Okay. Yesterday, I may have been a teeny tiny bit out of line.
He looks at her.
Is that your apology?
Yes, and I really mean it.
He smiles.
Unbelievable.
What did you expect me to do? You want to fall down on my knees? What about you?
What about me?
Yesterday, I think you were quite rude.
You accused me of a crime.
You were a likely suspect.
I'm not a detective.
She stares at him.
Someone stole my grandma's secret recipe.
Sam and Bella turn. He furrows his brow.
Are you serious?
And we found this at the crime scene, so we think whoever did it must spend a lot of time here.
She hands him the business card.
Okay, well, I'm telling you that I didn't do it.
I know you didn't do it, and I'm sorry I accused you like that.
Bella pockets the card.
Well, thank you. And I'm sorry that your grandmother's recipe got stolen. I wish I could help.
You actually can. That is why I'm here.
And I thought you came to apologize.
Yeah, well, I came for that, too. Look, everyone keeps telling me how great your cookies are. And they're right. See, I've now tried one. This cookie was good. It's really, really good.
Well, thank you.
Almost as good as my grandma's.
There it is.
But I've never said that about another cookie before. Ever.
Look, is this going somewhere?
I'm asking you if you would help me figure out my grandma's secret recipe before anyone realizes it's missing.
Is this a joke?
Do I look like I'm laughing?
She gulps.
Let me get this straight. Yesterday you accused me of a theft, and today you want me to help save your company?
Yes.
No, thanks.
He raises his coffee and walks away.
Okay.
She follows him.
I will do whatever it takes.
Nope.
Money. I can pay you.
Well, we don't need your money.
Yes, you do.
See? Everyone needs money.
Well, I don't.
He goes to open the oven and the handle falls off.
I'm supposed to do that.
I'll buy you a new oven.
We'll do it.
No, we won't.
We definitely will.
We're not doing it, okay? We don't need your money. That's final. We're out.
Puts a pot on the stove. The oven door falls off, and he grimaces.
I'm sorry. What were you saying?
He smiles, and he dances and smiles.
One more on the roof.
One more.
Sam and Bella decorate.
Morning, you two.
Hey.
And the candy cane mailbox.
Look at that. Good morning.
I thought the parents weren't allowed to help with the school competition.
What do you mean competition? Bella, you said this was for a bake sale.
Thanks, Dad. I think I've got a real shot tomorrow.
We're going to talk when you...
Bella walks out.
We're going to talk when she gets home.
So, I heard you made a deal with Annie Cooper yesterday.
Oh, that's who that was, because I kind of feel like I sold my soul.
Oh, don't be so dramatic. I knew her as a girl, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She and her parents would spend every Christmas in Maplewood. and she was the sweetest little thing.
Well, if there's any sweetness left in there, I haven't seen it.
Oh, give it some time.
Looks at his watch.
Oh, I'm gonna need a bigger watch.
We float over an intersection of town. Annie hustles into Bella's bakery, followed by Jillian, Bella, and Marge.
Okay, team, so let's set up right over here. This will be our base of operations for now.
Marge looks at the space and throws up her hands. Sam walks in.
What's going on?
Oh, Jillian, this is Sam.
Hi.
I didn't realize you'd be moving in and contaminating my sterile workspace.
Well, I'm not going to put all my eggs in one basket, and we still have to catch this thief, and working out of Cooper's, it's going to draw too much attention.
Hey, Miss Cooper, did you just want this in the trash?
Holds up Bella's sign.
Why is he touching my sign?
Well, I'm helping you. It's amateur marketing. The best things in the world don't have to tell you they're the best. They just speak for themselves.
Forces a smile.
Yeah.
Oh. He grabs the sign and they each try to go the same way. Sam nods him off.
Yeah. Hey, could I grab a peppermint latte?
Nope.
Oh, I wouldn't. Sam likes to be alone.
Oh, I got this.
Sam? Sam?
Annie follows.
Hey, team, what do we have so far? Timelines, list of suspects, clues. This case isn't going to solve itself.
Well, we had a clue, but it turned out to be a dead end.
And we don't really know where to go from here.
Then it's a good thing you came to me.
We didn't, actually.
Motive and means, the two most important things any good detective looks for when solving a case.
The mistletoe mysteries. I used to love these. Have you read the case of the Carolyn cadavers?
I'm almost done.
Calvin.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know about motive, but they definitely had means. I mean, whoever did this knew exactly how to get in undetected, erase the security footage, and access my system, all without triggering an alarm.
But how is that possible?
He stares at her.
Well, I thought you were in charge.
She close-lip smiles. Sam holds a small angel figurine at the market. Annie approaches.
You do know we're on a tight deadline, right?
He walks away.
You're ruining my happy place.
Christmas is only 10 days away.
12, actually. Bella announces it every morning.
Hey, what's your problem? I already apologized for yesterday, so do you want to tell me what's going on?
You know the Cooper's light-up is the single most important Christmas event in Maplewood? You know who sponsors the school, the hospital, and my daughter's dance program? Cooper's. Your grandmother, she invested in this city and the people in it. And then you come along and everything changes.
You seem to know a lot about the company.
Yeah, I know enough.
Then you should know we have about 2 years before Cooper shuts down.
He turns.
Shuts down?
Unless someone like me does something about it, Cooper's has run at a loss for the past 3 years. We can't compete with the major brands. They have bigger budgets, better marketing. They're not afraid to play dirty, and I should know. I worked for a few of them. Look, I love that my grandma wanted to give back to Maplewood, but if we're going to survive, we have to adapt.
He picks up a jar at a stand.
What are you doing?
This place has the best spices. I'll need a lot of them if we're going to figure out your grandmother's secret recipe.
Thank you.
He eyes her.
How did you get into baking cookies anyway? You strike me as more of a rye bread kind of guy.
Excuse me? I am a sourdough man.
Dry and crusty. That makes sense.
What kind of bread are you?
Banana.
Banana? That doesn't count.
Why does banana not count?
Because banana is actually a cake.
Well, then I'm eating too much cake.
Okay.
You didn't answer my question. I want to know the secret behind your world-famous cookies.
He furrows his brow and licks his lips.
It's complicated.
You make complicated cookies?
No, life is complicated.
He looks down.
3 years ago, Bella and I lost her mom.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
He nods and blinks.
That particular Christmas, I wanted Bella to smile again. So I told her we could bake any kind of cookie that she wanted, anything in the whole entire world. You know what she said? Dad, I want a sugar plum cookie. What is a sugar plum cookie? I have no idea, but I made it up. I don't know, I guess that's my secret. I don't make cookies for me. I make cookies for Bella.
Annie considers him.
And I guess now I'm baking cookies for you.
He turns and walks back to the spices. She smiles. She picks up a grandma cookie and takes a bite, then takes a bite of a half-eaten one.
Mm. That's close. Mm-hmm. Crunchier. Crunchy. Right. Mm-hmm.
Sam brings in more cookies.
Okay. All these batches are slightly different, but I think I have the right ratio of base ingredients, the water, sugar, flour, and eggs. Now it's just a matter of nailing down the flavor agents. So what do you think?
They're all really good, but none of them are quite right.
Well, it's okay. Which do you think is closest?
Points at all.
That one.
I thought it was that one.
I think I need to try them all again.
Jillian and Calvin enter.
Hey, where have you guys been?
Cooper's.
So we went back to check the digital log on the alarm. The thief used an old employee code that should have been disabled.
Which employee?
Grandma.
Glances at Sam.
There's only one explanation for how someone got their hands on that coat.
It had to be an inside job. Best Christmas ever.
Bella smiles. Calvin, Annie, and Jillian stand watching the employees at Cooper's.
Charlie? He stayed late at the Christmas party.
Greeter.
Besides, he's a very sweet man.
What about Parker?
Parker? No way.
Barista.
He volunteers on his days off, and he teaches Bible studies at the church on Sundays. Phil and Ned?
The twins.
Robot, Ned. Do humans taste as good as their cookies? Robot, Phil. Only one way to find out. Must eat humans.
No, probably
not them.
Jillian, you know all the employees. Can you think of anyone who would do this?
No, I'm sorry. I just can't imagine anyone who works here wanting to hurt Cooper's.
What about someone who used to work here?
The fired employee still holds a grudge.
Oh, I don't think there are many of those.
But that should be easy to narrow it down. Go to HR and pull the last 5 years of employee records.
I'm on it.
Jillian nods slightly as she walks off. Calvin scratches behind his ear.
I'm just gonna go see if she needs any backup.
Annie nods and smiles as he walks off, then she turns.
Oh, Miriam, you sure are stealthy for a woman of your...
I believe you were going to say age.
No, I was not.
Don't worry, Miss Cooper, I'm not sensitive about such things.
Annie gulps.
Age is a gift of wisdom and experience. Do you know what my gift is telling me right now? You are hiding something. I'm not sure what, but secrets always come out in the end.
She walks away. Annie watches her go. The twins approach her in their robot elf costumes.
This is the best Christmas ever.
Okay, yeah, not now, guys.
She stalks off. They bow their robot heads. Sam sifts flour.
Can we go again? One more time.
Again? Okay, fine. Last time, though.
Takes off apron.
5, 6, 7, 8.
She raises her arms and dances.
Posture. And point the toe.
And he enters.
Nice.
She smiles.
Oh, remember, nice, natural, relaxed arms.
He dances with her.
Okay. And my favorite, arabesque.
They lift a leg.
Porte bras.
Bravo.
Sam closes his eyes.
Really? How long have you been standing there for?
Oh, long enough.
Mm-hmm.
Dad's helping me with my solo for this year's dance recital.
I saw. He's surprisingly graceful.
He taps Bella and dances out.
Find any suspects?
No, but we're chasing down a new lead.
Really?
Ex-employees with a grudge against the company.
Revenge, a classic motive.
She smiles. Miriam walks up to the recipe case with the removed for cleaning sign in it with a frown. Her eyes widen.
There you go. See you soon.
Annie approaches the counter.
Okay, we have a problem. The head of the board is starting to get suspicious, which means we have a lot less time than we thought. I need you to work late tonight.
Oof, yeah, no can do.
What do you mean? Do you not know how this works? You give me a cookie, I give you an oven.
Listen, Santa, this little elf has plans today.
What could possibly be more important than this?
Our Christmas party. All of our friends get dressed up and come over.
Don't you have any big holiday plans, huh?
No.
They all look to each other.
Oh. What? Oh, no. Oh, guys, I know what you're thinking. She's all alone on Christmas, but seriously, it's fine. I'm fine. Don't I look fine?
Marge slaps Sam on the arm and nods to her.
Would you like to come to our house for a Christmas party tonight?
Thank you. But I do have some work that I need to do, so. Tomorrow. Cookies.
Sam points to her. She walks out. Snow gently falls over the town at dusk. Annie walks into her house. She looks at a stack of folders on the floor as she takes off her coat.
Okay.
A sticky note on them reads 5 years of records. Let's catch this guy. She picks them up and takes them to her sofa. She sits and opens the first folder and begins to read. She lowers the paper and looks up at the photo of her and her grandma and parents above the mantel. She closes the folder. We float over snowy rooftops at night.
Yeah, there's another pie in the back fridge. I'll grab it right now. Oh, you guys. Merry Christmas.
Hi.
Annie
smiles in the doorway.
Come on, come in.
She walks in. He stares at her, then closes the door. She hands him a bag.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you.
He takes the bag.
You came.
I was craving a little company. I hope that's okay.
He furrows his brow.
Yeah. Yes, of course. Let me get your jacket.
He takes her jacket to reveal her black and white flowery cocktail dress. He looks at her.
Wow, you look,
I look very out of place. I thought Bella said everyone got dressed up.
Yeah, we do. It's a nutcracker themed.
Okay then. Well, goodbye.
Whoa, no. I got the perfect solution.
Takes his soldier jacket off and puts it on her.
See that?
She drowns in his big jacket.
Fit right in.
Thank you.
You can. Come on, I'll show you around.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. Bye. I'm on it. Coming right up.
Annie holds an ornament.
Who made this masterpiece right here?
Dad calls him Ralph. Rudolph's less famous older brother.
Oh, poor little Ralph. Well, he didn't need to be hiding way down there.
She puts him higher up on the tree. Annie looks at a photo ornament next to it of a woman holding a baby.
Is this your mom?
Bella nods.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Bella lowers her eyes.
Everyone says I look just like her.
Well, they're right.
Bella looks up to her. Annie smiles and points to the photo.
Is that you tucked in there all snug?
Yep. That was my first Cooper's light up. Mom took me every year. It was her favorite thing to do at Christmas.
Annie purses her lips, smiles, and looks at the tree. The photo hangs in a frame with the words love and joy. Sam stands behind them watching them. Frank walks up in a rat nose and crown.
Oh. Who invited Scrooge McDuck over there?
I did.
Hmm?
Remind me again, Frank. Who invited you?
Raises his brows.
March?
Oh, something on your...
He snaps his rat nose.
Funny guy.
He walks off. Sam watches Bella and Annie. Annie walks around the party. She sees kids dressed up in nutcracker costumes and friends greeting each other and smiling, playing games. Sam walks up behind her.
Beverage?
Thank you. Guess you shouldn't have invited the big bad executive to your Christmas party, huh?
Don't worry. I had them check their torches and pitchforks at the door.
She smiles and looks down at her cup.
They just don't know you yet.
And you do?
No. But I'm willing to try.
They look into each other's eyes and smile.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink mugs and drink.
I'm gonna get some air.
Okay.
Come on.
They walk out and sit on the porch.
A musician? Really? I don't know. That doesn't strike me as your type.
Which is what?
I was thinking, you know, a nice little knit tie, maybe some pomade, talking about the future of the crypto market.
Yeah, I dated a few of those too.
He nods.
So what happened to the music band?
Well, long story short, my career took off and his did not, and his ego couldn't handle it.
So you just left?
Well, I couldn't be with someone who wanted me to act small just so he could feel big.
Absolutely.
That's Arthur. He's on his way.
He nods.
Does he give you a ride everywhere?
No, not everywhere. Sometimes I take an Uber or a taxi. I don't really know how to drive.
Smiles wide.
Oh, and here I was thinking you're just all fancy.
I am. I'm very fancy.
Yeah.
When I was 18, my parents both died in a car accident. So I didn't really feel like getting behind the wheel after that.
Sorry.
It was a long time ago. What about you? Do you have any romantic prospects?
Nope. I don't do that sort of thing.
That sort of thing. You don't date?
Yeah, not in a very long time.
Well, my grandma used to say, life baked with love tastes ever so sweet.
Well, I hate to break it to your grandma, but I think this loaf has gotten pretty stale.
I don't know. I mean, sourdough, while it is dry and crusty on the outside, the inside, you don't know.
You don't know.
She looks off and nods.
There's Arthur.
Arthur gets out of the SUV. Sam waves.
So, tomorrow... Cookies?
Yes. Tomorrow cookies. We're gonna figure out that recipe.
He helps her out of soldier jacket.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for this.
You're very welcome.
They stand looking at each other.
Good night.
Have a good night.
She walks to Arthur and they walk to the SUV together.
I trust you had a nice evening, Sam?
A very nice evening indeed.
Sam watches her get into the SUV. Frank comes around the corner on the phone as the SUV pulls away.
No, no, you listen to me. I can't afford any more excuses. Now, I told Gino I'd bring you in, but after what happened at Cooper's, I'm starting to reconsider.
Frank.
Frank looks at him.
I gotta go.
Hangs up.
Everything okay?
Yeah, yeah, just,
trouble at work.
He walks up to Sam and puts his rat nose back on.
Hey, great party, by the way, huh?
He pats Sam on his back and walks inside. Sam looks off. We float over the snowy town.
But if you compare the reports from last year, we have turned a corner for the better.
Those reports don't reflect a decline in public perception.
You mean local perception, not national. Look, Annie was right. We can no longer prioritize the citizens of Maplewood over our bottom line.
What are you talking about?
Annie stares at a photo of her grandma on the wall.
After all, it's not Christmas without Coopers.
That's enough. We've been over this and it's not getting us anywhere. Annie, do you have any other items to address?
Annie stares at the photo.
Annie?
What?
Yes, I'm listening. Was there anything else you wish to discuss, or may we adjourn?
Annie looks to Jillian. She looks back at Miriam.
I would like to propose that we reinstate the Cooper Christmas tree light up.
But you were the one who requested that we cancel it.
Yes, but that was before...
Marketing aimed at a few thousand locals is an irresponsible waste of finances.
Annie stares at her.
Sound familiar?
I said that. Very good memory. But what if we think of a way to make it responsible?
How do you plan on doing that?
What if we look at it as a marketing opportunity rather than an expense? The brand will be on full display. Smiling kids, happy parents, holiday joy in every bite. It's not Christmas without Coopers, right? So let's capture what that means and share it with the world.
Miriam sits up straighter.
We're listening.
She purse lip smiles. Annie smiles. Marge hands a customer cookies.
Okay, we need to get to work right away if we're gonna have everything ready in a week.
I'll talk to accounting today.
We need to make sure the town knows that it's back on.
I'm all over it.
About time. You were supposed to be here an hour ago.
Yes, I'm sorry. Our meeting ran late. Hey, is Sam here?
No, hon. He stepped out, but he's asked me to pull 4 batches of cookies out of the oven when the timer goes off.
Did you happen to take a look at that list of employees we left you?
No, I didn't. Something important came up.
Something important? She knows that Christmas is in 10 days, right? 10 days before this whole thing blows up in our faces.
I will get on it right away.
Oh, no need. I think we already found our guy.
Greg Helmer, 35 years old.
An executive assistant at Cooper's. Greg was in the perfect position to discover Grandma's code.
And then 3 months ago, he was unexpectedly terminated.
For what, you might ask?
Theft of property, says it right here.
You put that in the file.
That's right.
That's great.
Okay, this looks promising, but how are we going to track him down?
He was tagged in that photo 2 days ago.
He works at the Christmas market.
Now, can we get the cops involved?
No, no one can know about the theft until we have the recipe back. We will handle this ourselves.
Like the mistletoe mysteries.
If I have to hear about that book one more time.
What on earth are you people talking about?
Calvin, Annie, and Jillian hide behind a tree they carry. They set it down. Calvin talks into a pink walkie-talkie.
Sugar Plum, this is Nutcracker. I have eyes on the Mouse King. Repeat, I have eyes on the Mouse King.
Copy that, Nutcracker. Target acquired. Waiting for instruction. Over.
What are you doing?
It's Bella's idea.
She's 11, Calvin. I mean, look at the walkies.
These are mine.
Annie takes the walkie.
Disengage, Sugar Plum. The adults will handle this.
Kids never get to have any fun.
So what do we do now? Do we just go up there, ask him questions, see what he says?
No, no. He'll recognize both of you right away. But most people don't know that Cooper's even has an IT guy.
Well, what are you going to say to him?
Don't worry. I have a plan.
He struts out from behind the tree. They crouch behind the tree and watch him walk up to Greg. Calvin approaches his stand.
2 bags of roasted nuts, please.
Greg smiles.
Are you sure Nutcracker can handle this? Maybe I should back him up.
Negative, Sugar Plum. Stay where you are.
Bella rolls her eyes.
That'll be $5.
Calvin eyes him.
Can I level with you, Greg?
How do you know my name?
I'm not really here for any roasted nuts. All I want is an order of the cold, hard truth.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
We know you stole it, Greg.
Calvin looks back at Annie and Jillian.
Who are you? Are you a cop?
The Mouse King can smell the cheese. I repeat, the Mouse King...
Hey, nobody said anything about cops, okay, Greg?
Bella, we have got to get you out of here.
Oh, jeez.
Okay, let's just calm down just a minute.
Greg hits the nuts and runs away. Startles a man who falls blocking Greg. Sam bumps into Greg.
You did it!
Twins appear.
They got him.
That wasn't part of the script.
Nice work! You got him!
It was just some office supplies. I'll return them, I promise.
I don't care about the pen or the stapler. I want the recipe.
What recipe?
Don't mess with me, Greg.
Annie.
What?
You said the person that stole the recipe was a regular?
Yes.
Yeah, I've never served this guy a cookie in my life.
She looks with jaw agape at Greg, who raises the inner corners of his brow.
Oh.
She grimaces.
I am so sorry.
Greg sinks in the snow.
Really salty.
I know, and they're very hot, too.
Very hot.
Can you see any shells?
Calvin, are you okay?
He just got some salt in his eye.
It stings real bad.
He'll be okay.
I'm guessing this didn't go according to plan?
No,
it did not.
As long as Bella wasn't involved.
That was so cool.
Bella runs up smiling.
You think those cookies are ready?
Annie smiles. We float over the snowy town.
All right, here we go.
All right, get them over here, please.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to taste them?
Go 1, 2, 3, or 4.
They all take a cookie with a label stuck in them.
Make sure you get a good bite. That was a nibble.
Did you get a bite?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
They taste the cookies.
Okay, so which one's the closest?
1, 2.
There's only 4. Forget it. All right, get out of here.
We're just going to take this one.
Appreciate it. Back to the drawing board again.
Bella saw you throwing out those perfectly good cookies.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They aren't perfectly good, though, are they?
Go easy on yourself.
I can't go easy on myself. The longer it takes me to figure out this recipe, the more innocent people you're going to accuse.
Hey.
He smiles.
I'm sorry. I'm just frustrated, you know? I'm not used to baking like this. It's all so mathematical. There's no instinct or emotion involved.
She watches him.
I know I'm missing something. It's probably right in front of my face. I just don't know what it is.
They stare deep into each other's eyes.
You know, I think I have an idea. Did you ever bake with your grandmother when you were a kid?
Yeah, all the time. Why?
Perfect.
Okay, I assumed you meant a good idea, not a ridiculous idea.
He puts an apron on her.
Now, I know this may be a long shot, but there's about 1,000 different ways that I can combine those ingredients. Mm-hmm. I just need somebody to help guide me. And that someone is you.
I haven't baked anything in a really long time.
Well, it's a good thing that you have a great teacher. Besides, the detective thing clearly isn't working out for you now, is it? Come on, what do you got to lose?
Okay, where do we start?
She grinds some spices. He holds a tin up to her nose. An egg explodes in her hand. He shows her how to whisk. She smiles at him. Arthur opens the car door for her. She runs into Bella's bakery. Sam stands outside looking at his watch and gives her a coffee. She looks at her phone. Sam enters, waves his hand in his face, and rushes to open the oven door to take out burnt cookies. Arthur opens the door again. She crosses her fingers as she gets out and meets Sam and Bella at the bakery door. She blows on a handful of flour he holds. He takes out cookies. He shakes his hand. Arthur opens the door for her and they high five. Annie, Sam, and Bella meet at the door and smile. Annie rolls dough and tosses it to Sam. They high five. Sam lifts the tray over a smiling Bella. Bella and Annie dance around the kitchen. Sam watches Bella and Annie raise their arms in the dance. They flutter their arms. He joins in. Bella holds Annie's waist as she tiptoes back with her arms up. Sam smiles as he watches them. We float over the main street of town. Annie takes a bite of a cookie.
Mmm.
Well?
It's so good. It's still not quite right.
Okay, well, we have plenty of time.
Christmas is in 4 days, Sam.
I know. Well, we better get started on another batch, huh? Don't worry. We'll figure this out, I promise.
You know, the tree light up is tomorrow.
Oh, I know. The whole town is buzzing about it.
I was thinking it could be fun if the three of us went together.
Sam lowers his eyes.
You, me, and Bella.
She watches him.
Yeah. You know, that's something that Bella and I used to do with her mom.
I'm so sorry.
No. I don't know. I think maybe it just might be a little confusing for Bella.
For Bella.
She nods. He looks down and nods.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure I'll see you both there.
Yeah. It's really fun. I mean, they got this huge tree. They got kids running around everywhere. It's very Christmassy. They got carolers. There's all kinds of...
She closed lip smiles, then looks down. She walks through her front door with her takeout bag. She stops and looks around her empty house. From above, a snowplow rolls through street at night. Daytime, we float over the town.
I mean, that looks like the closest clue we've gotten.
Yeah,
in the last, like, hour.
Someone's waiting for you in the kitchen.
Sam furrows his brow and walks to the kitchen.
Okay.
He picks up the apron Annie had been wearing hanging on a hook. He looks up with a furrowed brow.
I'm glad you're here. And you asked about the light up. I should have handled that differently. I guess I was just scared, you know? When you lose somebody that you thought you'd spend the rest of your life with, you just hold on to every memory that you shared together.
He walks further in the kitchen slowly.
I know that I hurt your feelings, and I'm sorry.
Frank pops up.
That was beautiful, buddy. Of course I forgive you.
What are you doing here?
Oh, yeah, Annie, she called me yesterday, wanted me to install it.
To install what?
He points.
Your new oven.
New oven.
Sam looks at the new oven with a bow.
And she even got you the extended warranty.
Hands him the warranty.
Well, enjoy the oven, buddy.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, Frank.
Frank smiles at Marge as he walks to the door.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I just really need to figure out this recipe, Marge.
I just don't think that we're looking at the right motive here.
Right. Maybe whoever stole it just really enjoys eating cookies.
Frank steals a cookie.
That's everyone.
That's everyone.
Sam looks at Frank.
Okay, let's start again.
Sam follows him out.
Where are you going?
Marge watches him with a furrowed brow. Frank walks out. He stops and turns to see Sam walk out and starts to run.
Frank!
Sam runs after him.
Frank, what are you doing?
Frank stops and turns.
I only took one. Okay, I took three, but that's it, I swear.
Guilty conscience, huh? All right, I need you to be honest with me. What happened at Cooper's 3 weeks ago?
What?
I heard you on the phone at my party. You said there was a slip-up at Cooper's. You mentioned somebody named Gino?
Yeah, look, Gino's my brother. Okay, he wanted me to hire his son, which I did, and it was a terrible mistake. The kid doesn't even know righty-tighty. He almost caused a gas leak at the factory.
Sam blanks.
Look, man, you're not going to tell anyone, right? Cooper's is my biggest contract. I can't lose them.
No, look. Your secret is safe with me, okay? I just wanted to make sure that you're all right.
Pats his shoulder.
Thanks, Sam. I feel like we're really connected today.
Oh, jeez. Okay, wow, Merry Christmas.
All right.
He walks away, and he pops out.
Wow. Well. Look who is accusing innocent people now.
I deserve that. Yeah. You know about last night? You know when you lose somebody you're trying to hold on to, but then the holding on was too tight, that you say stuff that you have to, the hurting of the, and the, yeah, I said this to Frank earlier. It came out much better.
You said it to Frank?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but in all fairness, I did think it was you.
It wasn't.
It's okay. You don't have to say it again. It means a lot that you would chase down a possible suspect for me.
He smiles. We float over the town. Calvin hands Jillian a cake pop.
I hope it's okay. It's eggnog flavored.
Eggnog's my favorite.
Mine too.
He smiles as Annie enters.
Hey!
Hey!
So, Calvin and I were just thinking...
Well, I can't take any credit. I mean, Jillian mentioned it to me, and I was like, that's so true. She's incredibly smart and good at her job, if you haven't noticed.
Oh, Calvin.
Sorry.
We were thinking that it's been 2 weeks since the recipe has been stolen, and we haven't heard a peep about it.
That was kind of the plan.
No, she means from the thief. I mean, no ransom note, no blackmail, nothing.
Wouldn't they want to benefit from it somehow?
I mean, maybe they just want to hurt Coopers.
Jillian and Calvin eye each other.
Maplewood didn't exactly celebrate when you first showed up.
Maybe this isn't about hurting Coopers.
Maybe it's about hurting you.
Annie blanks. Ornaments hang from trees. The town is lit up in Christmas colors. Snow hangs on tree branches. Candles line a market stand. Lights hang from trees. People gather in front of Coopers. People sit on Santa's lap in front of Coopers.
So cute, you guys! Don't forget to tag us using the hashtag CoopersChristmas. Can I see it? Oh, that looks great. Good job.
Jillian stands by.
Hey.
Hey.
Congratulations.
We did it.
They hug.
Okay, so in a few words, what does Coopers mean to you?
Oh, elves go this way. Okay, let's make sure that we all have our cameras ready to capture those magic Christmas moments. Oh, I can't believe how great this turned out.
So great. And we're going to have enough content to fill our marketing campaigns for the entire year.
Oh, yeah.
I just hope I'm still in charge by then.
Annie.
Talk about theft. We're not going to talk about secret enemies. Tonight is a night for celebrating.
Where are Phil and Ned?
They should be on stage any minute. On stage?
Jillian looks to her with a knowing smile. Turn to see the twins playing guitar and drums.
Oh, wow. Hi there.
Annie, guess what? I did my whole solo rehearsal and didn't make a single mistake.
No way! It's amazing! You're gonna blow the roof off that place.
I'll make sure my dad saves you a seat.
Hey, Bella, you wanna check out the lights over there?
Let's go.
She invited me a few days ago, but I can just tell her that I can't.
No. Don't do that. I want you to go. More friendly faces, the better, right?
Okay.
He gazes at her.
Will you two have fun tonight? I'm gonna go check on Santa Claus.
Hey, when was the last time that you had a Cooper's s'more?
She smiles. They gaze at each other. They roast marshmallows.
I remember the first time Grandma made one of these for me. It blew my mind.
Now, the secret is a perfectly toasted marshmallow. It takes patience, but it's totally worth it. Okay, you're one of those.
Efficiency, productivity, profit, Sam. By the time you make one of those, I will have eaten two.
Yeah.
It's just good business.
Let's see if it's as good as you remember.
She takes a bite.
I wish I had spent more time with her when I had the chance.
Yeah. Well, no matter what, you never feel like you have enough time.
She looks at him and nods.
After my parents' accident, Grandma asked if I wanted to move to Maplewood. I could leave New York, I could start over. But I was 18 and I had a whole life there. Maplewood, this was just a place that we used to come on vacation.
He nods.
I'd give just about anything to hear her tell one more of her corny jokes.
They are the best. How much did Santa pay for his sleigh?
How much?
Well, nothing. It was on the house.
Thank you for that.
Hi.
Hey.
Bella runs by.
Anytime.
How do you do it all?
He looks at her.
Ballet, soccer practice, school projects.
I just show up every day as much as possible. It's not easy. Definitely don't always get it right.
She watches him.
You're a really good dad, Sam.
He smiles.
Thank you.
But you're terrible at s'mores.
Whoa!
Blows on his burnt marshmallow.
You want to try one of mine?
I'm going to have to.
He takes a bite of hers. She smiles at him.
Thank you.
Jillian stands a ways away from the crowd, checking her phone, then looking around.
Hi.
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 I thought you could use something warm. Two candy canes, extra whipped cream.
That's exactly how I order it.
I know. I watch you.
She looks at him sip his drink.
I mean, I pay attention. I just...
She nods.
Okay, what I really mean is I like...
Calvin.
She smiles and takes his arm. His eyes widen.
Sam, Annie.
Hey! Hi.
Miriam smiles and toasts Annie. Marge whispers in Miriam's ear.
I didn't know Miriam and Marge were friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Miriam comes in every weekend. She gets a dozen cookies.
Annie turns to see them giggling. She turns back to Sam.
She comes in every weekend?
Uh-huh. Well, I mean, she hasn't been in a couple of weeks, now that you mention it.
Flash.
Oh, she's not coming. She wasn't feeling well, apparently.
Flash.
Whoever it was knew exactly how to get in undetected. Erase the security footage.
Annie.
Flash.
If you so much as stumble, I will not hesitate to replace you.
Flash.
Mm-hmm. Hello, you okay?
I'm so sorry. I forgot I need to check on something. I'll be right back.
She runs off.
Okay.
He watches her go.
I need your help.
But
I know who stole the recipe.
She pulls him away.
Don't go anywhere. Miss Cooper, what if somebody comes?
Everybody's watching the tree lighting. We'll be fine.
Are you sure it was her?
Do you know who takes over as interim CEO if I get fired? The head of the board. Let's be quick.
I'm not really cut out for this mystery stuff, okay?
Too late.
Oh, come on!
Annie runs up the stairs. He follows. They peek around a corner.
Hey, look, I don't have a credit card or a hairpin or...
I have the keys.
Of course you do. Of course she does.
She opens an office door.
Just be cool. Ow!
Okay, it is too dark in here. I'm using my flashlight.
No, that is how the guys from Watergate got caught.
Well, that comparison is not reassuring.
Start at the desk.
He sits at the desk. Annie looks through files. He rifles through folders.
Ransacking the place we're looking for Grandma's recipe.
I am no expert in burglary, okay? Just please be kind.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Rolls back to the desk.
Now, who's ready to light this tree?
Where's Annie? And Calvin.
They stand next to the tree.
Dad, they're gonna miss it.
Oh, they'll be back. They'll be back.
Maybe you were wrong.
No, it fits. She wanted me gone. She had the motive, she had the means.
Okay, Maplewood, you know what to do. 10-second countdown on my mark.
This is so exciting.
10, 9, 8.
Miriam stole Grandma's recipe, and we are going to prove it.
1.
The tree lights up, revealing Miriam.
Is that so?
Annie and Calvin jump to attention. They stare at each other. They walk down the steps at Cooper's.
What makes you so sure I'm guilty of this crime you tried to cover up?
You weren't at the Christmas party the night it was stolen?
I was ill. You can call my doctor if you like.
You're a regular at Bella's Bakery.
Well, I don't see how that's relevant, but yes, their cookies are excellent.
They're so good.
Annie looks at him.
Sorry.
And you never wanted me to run Cooper's in the first place.
That, I'm afraid, is true. I told Rose I didn't think you were the right fit. I was afraid you would change this company beyond recognition. But she believed you were the perfect person for the job. And for a moment there, so did I.
Annie's eyes well with tears.
But I was wrong.
She looks to the empty recipe case.
I'm placing you on administrative leave, effective immediately. The board will decide what happens next.
She walks out. Annie stands with tears in her eyes. Calvin pats her arm.
Miss Cooper, I'm so sorry.
She looks down. We float over the main street at night.
Okay, got one.
Yeah, what'd you pick?
Jingle All the Way.
Ooh, nice.
A Schwarzenegger classic.
Huh. Oh. Who's that?
Bella shrugs. He opens the door to find Annie.
There you are. We looked for you after the light up. Come in.
She looks down and steps inside. She sits in the kitchen.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
He brings tea.
All I've done since I got here is just make one mistake after another.
Yep, pretty much.
She looks at him with glassy eyes.
I'm just kidding. Come on. Your heart was in the right place. You're just trying to save the company. The board has to see that.
The board will meet tomorrow, and they will fire me, Sam, and that is that.
She drinks.
All right.
He stands and puts on an apron.
What are you doing?
Oh, we're baking cookies.
Sam, we've tried every variation.
No, this is for fun. Come on, whatever you want.
Rubs hands together.
It's late.
Trust me, this is going to put a smile on your face. I promise.
Bella walks in.
Are we making cookies?
We are! Woohoo!
They high five. Annie puts on an apron. Bella sifts the flour. She takes a handful of nuts and pops one in her mouth. Bella pours in the cocoa. Annie smiles at Sam. She smiles at Bella. They bump hips. Annie cracks an egg into the bowl. Annie pours the wet into the dry ingredients as Bella stirs. Annie sprinkles in the nuts. Sam points to Annie as she smiles. Sam cuts out dough with the jars. Annie and Bella mix the dough. They laugh.
And my personal favorite is a holiday heist. I don't want to spoil the ending for you, just in case.
Oh, I should have read these books. Maybe I would have been a better detective.
Wait, you never read the Mistletoe Mysteries?
I have not.
Hold on.
Bella runs out.
Ooh, be careful. You're going to have to read the whole series now.
What is this?
Banana bread.
They gaze at each other.
You remembered what kind of bread I am?
Technically, you're a cake, remember? Which is fitting, because you're a lot of layers. And if you like that, wait till you try my zucchini loaf. Now that is pretty darn good. There's this recipe for beetroot brownies that I've been meaning.
She takes his hand. They look down at their hands touching. He slowly pulls his hand away. He licks his lips and looks down.
Sam, I
found it!
Bella comes in with a book.
You can borrow the first one and see if you like. What's wrong?
They look at Sam.
Nothing. No, it's just...
Looks at watch.
It's late, that's all.
Annie nods.
Yes, it is getting late. So I should probably go. But you guys have a great... Great night.
She takes her apron off and leaves. Sam opens the door after her.
Annie.
She turns.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. I, as usual, completely misread all the clues.
No, you didn't. Okay, and it's not that I don't... I don't have... time in my life for this, okay? Bella is my whole world, and I have to put her first, always.
She nods.
I understand.
He looks at her with inner corners of brow raised.
Annie.
I wanted to hold your hand more than I've wanted anything in a really long time.
He nods and furrows his brow.
How pathetic is that?
She turns.
Annie, wait, Annie!
She walks away. He watches her go. Cooper's Cookies daytime. Annie sits on the stairs watching a tablet.
So in just a few words, what does Cooper's mean to you?
Oh, good question. Comfort.
Delicious snacks.
Frank bites a cookie.
Oh, yeah. Cute. All right, Charlotte.
It is a patient.
I don't know. Romance?
Sorry.
It freezes on Calvin's grimace as he drops the camera.
Romance, I said.
Yeah, I know.
Annie wipes away a tear.
Remembering Christmas with my mom.
Sharing lots of lovely food.
Annie smiles.
Oh, that's a tough one. Cooper's means so much to so many people. How do you pick just one?
Annie walks up in the video.
You
want to
get a hot chocolate?
Yes.
Excuse me. Oh, sorry.
She waves.
Merry Christmas.
They walk off. Annie smiles at the video. Miriam walks down the stairs.
Miss Cooper, we're ready for you now.
Annie nods. She gets up.
And as a result of her action, has placed the entire company at risk.
Annie looks down at her clasped hands.
I think it's clear to everyone here what must be done. I say we vote and be done with it.
Annie, is there anything you'd like to say before we vote?
I didn't understand what Cooper's really was. What it meant to people. Or if I did, I didn't care as long as I was protecting Grandma's legacy. Or what I thought was her legacy. The business, the money. She didn't care about any of that. Not really. She wanted to bring joy and happiness to people. To make people laugh and smile. She never baked cookies for herself. She baked them for all of us.
Miriam looks down.
And I wish I had realized this sooner. I know it's just the slogan, but it's true. It really isn't Christmas without Coopers.
Miriam stares at her.
Miriam?
Very well. Let's vote.
We float away from Cooper's. Annie walks down the stairs and stops at the Christmas tree with tears in her eyes. Miriam watches Annie go. Arthur pops out and intercepts her.
Miriam, just the person I wanted to see.
Arthur.
I was hoping I might have a word with the board.
Certainly. Come on up.
Arthur glances back toward Annie and follows Miriam up the stairs. We float over the town as snow falls.
Dad, let's go. I have to get ready.
Yeah, I'm coming. Grab your jacket. My keys.
Make sure you and Marge save Annie a seat.
You know what, kid? I don't know if she's going to be able to make it tonight.
She said she'd come. She promised.
I know. I'm sorry.
I thought she liked me.
What are you talking about? Of course she likes you. You're the coolest kid in town.
I thought she liked you, too.
Sam purses his lips.
Come over here.
They sit.
You know you're the most important thing in the world to me, right?
She nods.
I promise your mom I'd take care of you, and I'd love you.
And make you laugh at least once a day.
That's exactly what I'm going to do. Even if it means I need to learn ballet.
You love it.
Don't tell anybody. Let's go.
He grabs his jacket and they walk out. Bella stops and picks up a frame on the table.
Come on, Bella, we're going to be late. Come on.
He sees her with the frame.
I promise her I look after you, too. And she always said that Christmas was about love and joy for everyone.
They look at the photo of her mom.
She did say that, didn't she?
So then she meant it for you, too. Right?
Sam kisses the top of her head.
Oh, let's go.
He takes the frame and looks at it once more. He sets it down and they walk out. We fly over the snowy cemetery.
It's Christmas Eve tomorrow. But you probably know that because I'm sure you now know everything.
She closes her teary eyes, then looks up.
I'm sorry I let you down, Grandma.
Arthur enters.
Well, now, I think I preferred the financial reports to that kind of talk.
She frowns.
I was supposed to come here and save Cooper's, and instead I just left it in ashes. I just hope the cops can do what I couldn't and he's fine to whoever stole Grandma's recipe.
I highly doubt they will. I didn't leave any clues.
What are you talking about?
Well, at least none that I didn't want found.
Hands her recipe.
Arthur!
Flash.
Will we see you at the Christmas party tonight?
Oh, I don't think so, my dear.
Flash.
It was a shame not to cash in on my punch card, but a necessary sacrifice, I think.
Might I recommend you try the sugar plum snaps? They are delightful.
Flash.
Why would you steal Grandma's recipe?
Because she asked me to.
She what?
Let me explain.
He points to Rose's grave.
Do you know how proud your grandmother was of you? I mean, she told me about every promotion. She showed me every article that mentioned your work. She had every faith that you could lead Coopers into the future, so long as the heart of the company wasn't lost along the way.
So she asked you to steal her recipe?
Rose did have a mischievous side. And she thought that Sam Hobbs, being a talented man and a bit of a snob when it comes to Maplewood, might be able to show you how much Coopers means to this town.
Flash.
Of course, the ingredients are all listed on the box, but it would take a highly skilled baker to figure out the right combination.
I cannot believe she actually thought that would work.
Well, I admit that she did underestimate how much you'd focus on catching the thief over figuring out the recipe. And I spoke to the board, and I explained the whole situation.
Did they listen to you?
I should hope so. I am one of the largest shareholders, after all.
Her eyes widened.
Rose was quite generous, you know. But I do very much enjoy driving my car.
You do know that you two are absolutely crazy, right?
Yeah. Miriam said exactly the same thing.
Arthur?
Miriam.
Here it is.
Thank you. I think I'll need some time before I forgive Rose for this one.
It's her last big joke. Look, I know I cannot run Coopers like I ran other companies. I see that now, but we do need to evolve.
It's true.
But we need to evolve in a way that my grandma would have wanted. And I'm gonna need your help.
I didn't always appreciate your grandmother's sense of humor. But I always trusted her. I just wish I trusted her about you.
She hands the recipe back.
I look forward to working with you, Annie.
They smile.
I hate to interrupt, but I believe there's a dance recital at the school this evening, Miss Annie, and it would be a shame to miss it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She walks off.
And Merry Christmas, Rose.
They look at her snow-covered gravestone.
Can I take you somewhere?
That would be lovely.
We float over the snowy town. The audience watches a girl dance in the Nutcracker. The girl twirls and twirls. Sam sits up straighter as he claps. Bella appears in the wing as the other dancer takes off. She peeks out from the curtain and sees Sam and Marge sitting next to an empty seat in the audience.
Bella, you're on.
Bella steps onto the stage and takes her first position.
Woo!
Sam grimaces as he slinks in his seat. Annie appears in the wings watching Bella. Bella turns and raises her arms. She looks at the audience and her face falls as she startles. Marge looks to Sam. She brings her hands down and turns around. Sam starts to get up, but Marge holds him back.
Bella, you got this.
No, I don't.
Yes, you do. It's just like we practiced.
There's too many people. I can't do it.
Annie looks out and sees Sam getting up. Annie bites her lip and looks at Bella, who shakes her head. Annie takes off her shoes.
What are you doing? Something that absolutely terrifies me. And if I can do it, so can you.
She walks on stage with Bella. They turn and raise their arms. Sam and Marge smile.
You got it from here. Yeah. Okay, fantastic.
Annie leaps off the stage to the wings. She does the arms along with Bella in the wing as Bella smiles and dances. They hop together. Bella flows her arms. Sam does the same in his seat.
Yes.
She lifts her leg to the right, then flows to the left. Sam flows his arms in his seat. She twirls and finishes. The audience stands. She bows. The curtain closes. Bella looks to Annie. Annie picks up her shoes. They wave and Annie walks off. Bella watches her go, then looks down and sighs. Sam enters with flowers.
Ooh, are you kidding me?
He hugs her.
Oh my goodness. You did so great. That was amazing. I'm so proud of you.
Did you see that? She came.
I did see that, yeah.
She went out the back. I'm okay, Dad. Go!
She pushes him.
These are for you.
Hands her flowers, then leaves.
I'm so proud of you.
She waves him off. He goes. She shakes her head and smiles. Annie walks out the doors and down the steps. A light snow falls. Sam runs out the door after her.
Annie!
She turns.
Sam, I promised Bella that I would be here and I couldn't let her down, but you weren't supposed to see me, I'm sorry.
Sorry. For what? For being there for my daughter when she needed you the most? You know, I'm an idiot. I should have just said yes when you invited us to the light up.
Sam.
You know, the truth is I've just been scared to let somebody in again. I've been scared for a long time. And then you come along and you come crashing into my life.
Crashing?
Yes, crashing. You accused me of a crime.
Yes, I did do that.
Yeah, you bribed me to make cookies.
I paid you to make cookies.
Involved my daughter in a sting operation.
That one was actually Calvin.
Yeah, and generally, you created mayhem and chaos.
Okay, when you list it all at once.
Yeah, you know, by all rights, I should stay away from you. I should stay very, very far away from you.
She gazes up at him.
But instead, I just have one question for you. Annie Cooper, can I please hold your hand?
She smiles and places her hands in his. They gaze at each other longingly. They kiss as the snow falls around them. He lifts her and twirls her around. We float above the snowy town.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
Arthur, Marge, Bella, and Annie sing in the living room.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Go ahead, open it.
Bella grabs a present.
Oh, I wonder what this is.
I think it's a scooter. Oh, it's a book.
Oh, my goodness. The Case of the Runaway Reindeer. I've been waiting for this one.
Somebody's very happy.
They hug.
You are so welcome.
Oh. Sam enters with cookies.
Oh, here you go. I think you're probably sick of cookies by now.
I never get tired of Grandma's recipe.
Oh, these ones aren't Grandma's. These are the ones we made with Bella.
Wow. But I think these might taste even better, right?
I still don't know what the missing ingredient is, though.
Annie looks at Bella, Arthur, and Marge. She smiles.
I do.
They gaze at each other. They kiss. Arthur, Marge, and Bella watch them. They smile.